Hello, you've tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment ideas, and market trends. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. True to its reputation as a defensive play, pharma was the only sector that ended the volatile week in the green. While Nifty ended the week 1.5% lower, defensives like Nifty FMCG Index lost 1.1%, while Nifty IT Index eroded as much as 3.8% of investors' wealth. On the other hand, Nifty Pharma Index hit a 3-month high to end 1.8% higher. Are pharma stocks the best defensive play in a directionless market amid the second wave of COVID? Or will IT and FMCG stocks play catch-up? In today's special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal, we analyze if defensive bets can help you lose less money when the Sensex is tanking. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nagpal. Do you think calendar 2021 can repeat the show of 2020 when it comes to pharma stocks? Kya ye sector fir se ek bar outperform karega?
Nikhil, I think what has happened is just because in last few days some of the pharma stocks have done well, there is a kind, and if you look at the news flow which was there in 2020 when these stocks have performed, we have a pretty much similar news flow, you know, in terms of the COVID cases rising and all what's happening around the country. So there's a feeling that probably that might happen, but to understand why in 2020 this was achievable and there is a high probability that it might not be achieved in 2021 is because that in 2020 we had a 4 or 5 years of a underperformance by the most of the pharma stocks. See, in 2014, pharma stocks were outperforming the whole broader market index for last 6-7 years. I mean, this outperformance started in post 2008 crisis and was continuing till 2014 and 15. But after that, there was a phase of underperformance. Except one or two stocks, most of the pharma stocks were under pressure because their business model, which had moved to largely catering to the generic market in US, there was a major sharp pricing pressure in US starting from 2015. So in 2020, when this crisis happened, the valuation-wise, the stock had, most of the pharma stocks were not expensive. They had seen a phase of underperformance, so their ownership, they were not highly over-owned by institutional and HNIs. And then all of this sudden, this happened in terms of increase in sales, some of the segments in which they were operating in domestic part, so spike in sales. So that is why we saw the kind of performance in 2020 by pharma stock. But in 2021, if you look at it, valuation-wise, they are not as cheap. Not to say that they are at the same level they were in 2014 and 15. But the pricing pressure still continues to remain same as far as the U.S. markets are concerned. While it has come off in last 1.5 years, but it's still there. More FDA filings. There has been a regime where US FDA has been much stricter and the pipeline for non-Indian companies to get US FDA approvals for their product in India applications is pretty much longer as compared to what it used to be. Given this whole scenario, in my opinion, you know, pharma stocks might do well in a bearish market. They will not fall as much as the other, you know, cyclical or commodity economy-facing stocks might fall, but to see a similar kind of price performance, I have my doubts whether this will happen in 2021. But there is another opportunity, you know, in pharma. See, one is of course the PLI scheme which has happened, and some of the companies which have been for last 3-4 years have been trying to put their business in order in US. If they are able to, you know, achieve the results for which they have been working on the specialty space in the US, if they're able to get their act together, and if that happens, then probably not all but some of these stocks might do extremely well. But that's a very stock specific situation where you have to look at a company, what kind of product profile it has, what kind of filing it has done in US, and what kind of, you know, remedial step it has taken for what US FDA had told them 2-3 years back. Because there is no single company in this country, pharma company, which exports to US and has not got US FDA inspection letter and some observations. So some of these companies have been doing a cleaning up act. So they might see, but on a broader level, I don't think so there's a high probability scenario of, you know, a runaway any pharma stock moving up the way it moved up in 2020.
How big a trigger is COVID, is the second wave of COVID for vaccine and drug manufacturers, hospitals and path labs? Which pockets look more attractive to you?
See, of the three pockets or the segment which you have mentioned, as far as the, some of the drug companies are concerned, I mean, some of them like Cipla and all, which are into making of some of the critical drugs like Remdesivir and others, they probably have, you know, seen a run-up. If you look at the last 4 weeks of price performance of Cipla, it has moved up sharply. It has gone to a 52-week high. So there are pockets where probably, you know, this shortage of drug is leading to situation, and I hope that this quarter results are going to be okay. But what, when you look at a stock, you have to look beyond what after this thing is over. And I'm hoping in a couple of weeks we will be passed through this painful phase with, the country is witnessing. So then what happens? So that is about the drug company. So one or two companies in unlisted space also, and they probably will make a super normal profit in first quarter. Coming to your question, you know, these path labs and laboratories, they are the ones which have seen a maximum gain in terms of, you know, testing of COVID, and the spending has really gone up. But again, you know, hopefully their good times should not last, because if their good time lasts, then the country's good time don't last.
Right.
So I hope that, you know, I'm seeing that, you know, after the surge is over, then probably the testing will come down. But some of the other things which are in this business is that on an overall basis, the testing would increase. You know, this thing, getting blood tests done, getting this, being, you know, cautious about your health, all that on an overall average has increased. So there is a possibility that some of these things will have a longer term effect on these, you know, path lab companies and all. But the kind of price movement, if you look at their theme, I don't think so that is sustainable, given the fact that this pandemic is going to get over, if not probably in next 2 months, but in some months. So third part, which you said about hospitals, see, on one hand, while they are, you know, witnessing influx of COVID patient, and they are doing it, but they're making, you know, reasonable amount of money on those cases which come there. But the other part is that some of the regular surgeries or the regular inpatient OPDs and all those things have got disturbed.
Right.
So hospital actually have not, in that sense, actually been the gainer per se. Some of the hospitals which have a diagnostic setup as part of their company, their diagnostic setup has gained, and that gains have made good for the losses which other things have happened, you know, other segments have shown. So hospital probably, in any case, you know, in as far as healthcare is concerned, we are it's a huge opportunity. We are not, I mean, in terms of healthcare, we are not the best in the world, not best, even probably in the lower rung of the countries. So hospital, that way, it's a long-term opportunity. But your question was specifically related to about COVID. So I think once this situation is over, hospitals probably will, there will see resumption of the normal surgeries and other things happening. So they probably will continue to do well in terms of stock prices. But the other two, I don't think so, you know, that phase is going to last very long, or one can say, oh, it's an investment opportunity. Yet that's technical trading opportunity, a part of which has already played out. I mean, the moment the news of Remdesivir being in shortage came, since then, most of these companies which in listed space make Remdesivir have seen the price moving at least 20-25% in this last 10 days. So how much of that is going to last? I have my doubts.
So that was about pharma. So now let's talk about other defensive sectors like IT and FMCG. Is it going to be a stock-specific play based on earnings and growth guidance?
Well, Nikhil, I have, you know, before we move into this, I think, you know, this thing called defensive sector, there is nothing in FMCG at least which is defensive. I mean, see, if the disposable income comes down, the FMCG gets hit. So in terms of the stock, because most of the FMCG companies have not raised their capital since the time they got listed in India, they never had requirement of raising fresh capital, and the floating stock keep decreasing because most of these stocks, large caps, move into, you know, index. And when they move into index, some of the liquidity is taken care, you know, is sucked by the ETF. Mm-hmm. That way, from a technical reason, they might appear to be defensive stock, and the lack of ownership by the retail investors make them defensive in the sense that they fall less because nobody owns them in the retail space or even in a HNI space. But otherwise, as a business, I don't think they are defensive at all. And there are some of the big headwinds which are coming, they are going to face, you know, especially in terms of organized retail. As and when, I mean, there's a global experience that as and when organized retail takes place and it settles down, which in India has not settled for last 20 years, despite being there for 20 years, more than 20 years now. The margins of FMCG companies tend to shrink because the retail chain which buys and decides that which is a brand which they're going to sell or not sell, they ensure that, you know, they take the last penny out of these companies. So coming back to this thing, so I don't think FMCG, I would take it as a defensive. Even IT is that way, it's not defensive. There's a slowdown. Mm-hmm. Actually, to me, there is nothing called defensive. It's only a technical reason that money moves from one place to another, so we call it defensive. So coming back to your question of whether IT, see, IT is one sector where there have been a distinct gain on two counts. One, that all the companies, you know, which had a, let's say, a budget of 100 crores spending on IT in next 3 years, all that budget got bunched up and they had decided, you know, those companies, because they had to move to digital, they had to change all of their structure, they had to move up in this, you know, in 1 year. So the order book, if you look at for IT companies, has and deal pipeline has moved up like anything. And that is what is likely to sustain for at least next couple of years, because as the world moves in. Just to give you an example, in Infosys this quarter four results, their contribution from Indian sales was up from 2.6% to 3%. That means 40 basis point increase in spending income of sales of Infosys. It would have only come when Indian companies started spending money on IT. And if you look at except few large companies, most of the Indian manufacturing companies hardly spent any money on IT. You know, they all have this because of the excessive manpower. They all had their small IT department taking care of the day-to-day need of these, what is required. Indian companies spending on IT is extremely low, except, you know, few telecom ones which they had to spend. So IT is one sector where probably in terms of order flow and the business size going, there is a clear this thing which is huge. On the other hand, what has happened is their cost structure. If you look at some of the results which have come, compare the traveling expense of Q4 20 and Q4 21. You will see that it is down in some cases at the 80%. You know, if a company had spent, let's say, 1,000 crores on traveling expense and other expenses, in quarter four, it's just spent 250 crores. So that is where their margins have improved. One of the major reasons why IT companies have shown their improvement in the margin in year fiscal 21 was the reduction in the traveling expenses. Some of it is going to come back, you know, as it moves. But a part of the establishment cost and traveling expenses is never going to come back. For a simple reason, that work from home will become a reality for a large number of them. So to that way, IT is one sector which probably is the biggest gainer, you know, from this COVID. So it might continue. I mean, that those gains are sustainable because IT tech spending, both by Indian companies and by US companies, of course, is on a rise all the time. I think that is going to continue. So that is one. As far as FMCG is concerned, unlike last time where, you know, everybody was caught by surprise and there was an issue of inventory and whatever there was on the shelf was picked up by the people, this time, there, even if there is a lockdown, partial lockdown happening, that is not the case. You know, the things are much better as compared to last year in terms of inventory, in terms of people being not stocking lock, stock and barrel, whatever they could find on the shelf of the of a store. So there is a little possibility that we might see some that kind of a ramp up in sales of FMCG companies. I don't think so. There is going to be any dramatic change in the result earning of FMCG. But IT, of course, is one of the gainers which is going to sustain. Of course, the valuations as compared to last year have moved up, and that is why you have seen even an announcement of inline results. A large number of stocks probably witnessed some profit booking, but the structural stories has changed. So IT is one sector probably which is a gainer. And in IT, not only large cap, even the mid cap IT's are the ones where the opportunity lies. One has to choose and pick, do some more hard work actually in looking at it, because you never know in small cap, mid cap IT what's happening. But IT is the sector to one should have in their portfolio, if not only because of COVID, but otherwise also.
Thank you, Mr. Nagpal. That's all in today's special podcast. But do keep checking this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.